Hey, this is continuation on John Cheatham, JohnCheatham, 11/26/39. So let's say physical exam, 106 over 90, 68, 105, 98. Heart, distant heart sounds, tachycardic, lungs, shallow breath sounds, gurgling sounds consistent with chronic aspiration. Abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows carotid bruise, lower extremity, muscle wasting, dressing in place, both heels. Patient is nonverbal, is not moving any upper lower extremities at this time. Assessment number one, stroke. Number two, severe carotid stenosis. Number three, not a candidate for a carotid endarterectomy. Number four, bedbound. Next number is aphasia. Next number is aphasia with garbled speech most of the time. Next number, aspiration severe. Next number, patient is at a very high risk for aspiration pneumonia. Next number, weakness. Next number, muscle wasting. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, total incontinency, bowel and bladder. Next number is total ADL dependency. Next number, diabetes, blood sugars have been low. Januvia was just discontinued. Next number, patient is tolerating very little food with very little appetite. It was decided against a PEG tube when he was in the hospital. Next number, patient does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, wants to be kept comfortable on hospice. Next number, patient open, Mr. Cheatham definitely has less than 6 months to live given his current condition. Thank you.